Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Absolutely, I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. It is the hour to empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is the one, the only, Beverly Nadler, health guru, author, best friend, and so much more. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Joyce Barry and Friends.com, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is open. We see one of our regulars in there, Mary, every day in our chat room. We love having you in there. Keep it happening. Keep it coming. We really check into our chat room every day to see what's going on in there, and we always appreciate those of you who go into the chat room and do chat away. Motivation, inspiration, and an education, positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from beautiful Beverly, our fabulous guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. And folks, we strongly suggest that you listen to our attitude adjuster as many times as you can till it becomes so ingrained in you that you always stay positive and have a great attitude.
Watch out, world. Here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow. What a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed. And I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And that is truly one of my all-time favorite inspirational pieces. Beverly, would you want to comment on that? Do you resonate with it as much as I do?
I don't know how much you do, but I can tell you that every time I hear it, my mind goes, yes, yes, yes. And it is an interesting thing that you say, listen to it as often as possible, because if you keep repeating something over and over, it does sink in and it does affect you. And it's a wonderful way to start your show.
Thank you. And I do start it just about every single day with that piece. I'm going to share another inspirational piece. Beverly, I don't know if you have any that are favorites of yours, but I just want to share another one from our very own John Bell, The Voice of Reason.
Funny how every once in a while we start reflecting on life. Has it ever made sense? Will it ever make sense? We wonder why we spend so much time doing things we have to do, and so little time doing the things we really want to do. We spend so much time with people who add nothing to our lives, and so little time with people we love. We acquire too much that's only temporary, and too little that has lasting value. We face new challenges, but with old ideas. We open and close our hearts at the wrong times, often letting in sorrow and excluding joy. We figure out the answers, but long after it's too late to solve the problems. And yet, we rise each morning, ready to fill another day with our hopes and dreams and aspirations, determined to make it all different, to do it better, do it right this time. Our dreams are filled with hopes for brand new tomorrows. Langston Hughes said, "Hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly." We must all hold fast to our dreams, so that even when our wings are broken, our spirit is not. Happy holidays.
Now, John Bell gave us those reflections. He wrote it for the holidays. And I chose to share it with you. I have another version where it just says, have a great day. But I deliberately chose the one this morning, happy holidays, because I frankly believe that every day should be a holiday. Every day should be treated like a special day. This day comes to us but once. It's today, and we have it today. So even though in that version he said happy holidays, I want you to think of every day as a special holiday by you making it special. Beverly, anything you care to share?
Well, that reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, as a matter of fact. And it's just appropriate right now because it comes from Groucho Marx, and this is what he said. Each morning when I open my eyes, I say to myself, I, not events, have the power to make me happy or unhappy today. I can choose which it shall be. Yesterday is dead. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I just have one day today, and I'm going to be happy in it.
How perfect is that? They go together so well, Beverly. That was terrific. Thank you. And since you brought up quotes, I collect quotes. I've been collecting them since I was in junior high school. I have thousands of them, literally, just about on every topic. So you know I love quotes. But here are my three favorite quotes of all time. This by Edmund Burke: all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. And the other one by Edmund Burke: no one could make a greater mistake than he who did nothing, because he could do only a little. And that really hits home, because I'm so active in several causes. And those two are my favorite quotes, and I have one more that's equally powerful for me. And that by John F. Kennedy, President Kennedy: ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. So those truly are my three favorite quotes, and what they all have in common is about making a difference at whatever level you choose. But go out and make a difference in the world, one positive action and one person at a time. Beverly, any more favorite quotes on your side?
Yes, totally different in a sense, because my favorite quotes are all related to one of the things that I teach, and that is that we need to become aware of who we really are, that we are really infinite beings, and if we understood that and knew that we were totally supported by the universe, it would be a totally different world. And the two that I'm going to share with you now are actually the basis for my book, Loving the Game of Life. Pierre Dielhard de Chardin, he was a French Jesuit priest, a mystic and philosopher, and he said something that is quoted quite a bit, though I don't think people really get the full meaning of it, which is that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And then Albert Einstein, and many quotes that I love by him, but this particular one is, reality is merely an illusion, albeit a very persistent one. And that's where the name of Loving the Game of Life came from, to see things as sort of our story, our mystery or our movie, and realize that we have the power to make a difference because we are spiritual beings.
And I'm sure it was tough for you to find your favorites, as for me, because we both love quotes. We both have hundreds of them on every topic: love, sex, family, friends. I use them on every show. There are just there's so many quotes, and they're all so good. The kind of quotes that I collect, as I said, they're all motivational, inspirational, or fun. I have lots and lots of fun, upbeat quotes as well. And that connects to another category, which is hobbies, because my hobby is collecting quotes that I can share with all of you, and I also love reading. So I would say those are my two favorite hobbies, my two favorite pastimes. What about yours, Beverly?
reading most assuredly, actually, in a sense, researching. If I could not have as much a difficulty on technology, I love finding out information and checking things out and being able to use it in some things that I'm writing. So, yeah, one of my next favorite things is definitely reading. And astrology charts is another hobby. It once was actually business. I actually worked on charts, got paid for it. The problem was that I would spend like 20, 30 hours on it because it's endless. When people do astrology charts, there's endless things that they could tell you about yourself. And I found myself doing that, and I ended up being paid like, I don't know, $3 an hour for all the time I put into it. So I gave that up, and now it's simply a hobby.
Well, you mentioned a hobby. One of your hobbies is astrology charts. So I am saying before this worldwide audience is my witness that you promised me a chart years ago. You said how yours is very extensive, and I'm still waiting, Beverly Nadler, for a chart from you.
Yes, that's true. You're absolutely right, because I was deciding how much information can I put into this and how much time can I take. And, you know, all these things that come up in life, and now that you have put me on the spot, it will be done before the end of the summer.
Wow. I look forward to it. Now, folks, mind you, there's no shortage of charts in my life. I have my astrologers, my numerologists on the show often, and they read me at any time that I request such a reading, so I'm no stranger to that. But Beverly Nadler, man, when she researches something, no one even comes close to the time, the energy, the love, and the passion that she puts into it. So, yes, Beverly Nadler, I do want my chart, and I want it by the end of summer. And talk about busy. I mean, I know a lot of busy people, people that are successful. By definition, they're going to be very busy as well. But Beverly Nadler wasn't too busy to write my favorite poem of all time.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy. Make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
So no surprise, that's my favorite poem, but I have to say this. Beverly must have, and this is just a guess at the number because I really don't know. I'm going to guess about 300 original, motivational, inspirational poems, and I have never heard one that wasn't a knockout poem. So, Beverly, I'm going to ask you to choose a couple of your original poems today, a few favorites, that I would love for you to share with us. And while you're getting that ready, we just played that poem of yours. So I'm going to play my favorite poem that I wrote, and then I'll come back to you. So Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that Someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for Someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? Before I go over to Beverly to ask her to read one of her poems, I just want to share with you, those of you who don't listen to our show every Thursday to hear our Here's to Your Health Thursday segment, I just want to share that she is a dynamic and captivating international speaker, trainer, reprogramming coach, author, poet, media guest, and our most valuable guest. Our health guru, appearing weekly on Here's to Your Health Thursday, sharing vital information on how to improve, maintain, or regain your health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Her awesome books, including Loving the Game of Life and Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness, inspire and motivate, as well as educate you. And I wrote the foreword in that book, and it was a privilege and a pleasure to be part of it, if only for a page or two. She is the authority on vibrational harmony, what it is and how to achieve it, so that you are in vibrational harmony with and therefore much more likely to achieve your goals and desires. She is an amazing poet, our most valuable guest. Her inspirational poems are so extraordinary that I just want you to know it's not about her one or two favorites or mine. There are hundreds of them. I'm waiting for the book to come out so I can buy it as a present to myself and to everyone else I know. Over to you, my friend, poetess, author extraordinaire, motivational speaker, Beverly Nadler.
Well, thank you for that absolutely amazing, wonderful, it's kind of like an introduction, even though I've been on the show for a while. You know, as I'm looking through this, you're probably right. If there's not 300, there could be 400. I don't know. And, yeah, someday I'd like to do a book and put it into a book, but that hasn't happened yet. But you kind of chose my poem because of what you said. I'm the expert on vibrational harmony, and I just happen to have a poem entitled Vibrational Harmony. When people are frustrated by life, I just want to shout, vibrational harmony is what it's all about. What is vibrational harmony, you ask? To explain it is my favorite task. Everything that exists is vibrating energy, and everything has its own specific frequency. Your vibrations radiate from everything you feel, think, say, and do, and by natural law, your energy attracts what comes back to you. You're told if you think positive, you'll be able to live your dreams. Perhaps you've discovered it's not quite as simple as it seems. It's not enough to have desire, not enough to have motivation. Life is confusing and often traumatic because there's so much conflicting information. You may be aware that your outer life is a reflection of your inner. Do you know you can program your mind so that you feel and act like a winner, regardless of negative outer conditions? Universal and mental laws govern humanity, and positives and negatives will always exist. That's part of the law of polarity. Yet you can still achieve your goals if you're in vibrational harmony, spiritually, mentally, physically, and especially emotionally. The mind's energy is like a radio programmed to broadcast and receive vibrational frequencies that represent what we feel and subconsciously believe. The vibrations we project search the universe and bring us abundance or lack, joy or strife. Yes, vibrational harmony determines the experiences of our life.
Beverly, all I can say is that which I say after every poem, wow. But I'm going to have to forbid you to use one word as regards to your poems. I am actually forbidding you live with the worldwide audience as my witness. And that was when I said, I'm waiting for your fabulous book of poems, putting it all together. And you said, I'll get to it someday. So just listen to my someday poem, Beverly Nadler, which I know you love. And right after that poem, you said, I'm going to do it someday. I love you. I love your poem, your everything, you know, that you do. You cannot say someday in reference to those poems again. I'll have it bleeped out like a dirty word. Okay.
Very funny. What? I want to comment on that. The problem that I don't have help, and the work that it takes to format this and put it into a book is enormous. It's like writing a new book, and I just have not been able to get around to it. Not that I'm doing nothing. Every day of my life, I'm working. So this is, I guess it's not as much a priority as the things that come up daily for me. And I'll keep your words in mind, though, Joyce, because it is worthy of a book. I do agree, and I appreciate you saying that.
Well, I want to write the foreword to that book. I'll probably do it in a poem myself. And my promise is I'll do everything I can with my context to have that book happen. That's how much I want that book. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay. So now I'm going to share another one of my original favorite poems. Beverly, after this, you can share another one of yours or some other author, but you are my favorite poetress. You beat out everyone. So that's why I went to you. So this is my other one that I wrote that I want to share with all of you. Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Beverly, I'll go over to you, and I don't even know how you could choose another one. You have hundreds.
I know. It is kind of difficult. But I'm listening to your two poems. You don't have to have hundreds when you have poems that hit the spot like that, especially for this show, Joyce, because there is so much information and inspiration and motivation that is shared every day on this show. And in the days that I'm on, the Thursdays, so much health information that is so valuable. And, yeah, those are things that it's a matter of literally changing our life by using what we are sharing with people on this show. And I am hopeful that the someday becomes very, very immediate for a lot of people, especially our last three shows that we did, the last three Thursdays that people can go into on sugar, two of them, and yesterday, my goodness, talked about what to do about cancer, how to prevent it, how to treat it naturally, because I healed myself in 1994. So these are shows that are really monumental, many of them, and some of them are just for fun. And we did a few fun shows, and this, I think, is a fun show, even though our poems are kind of serious. But I tell you, it is a very special show, and I hope people realize that.
Thank you, Beverly. Okay. I'll come back in a second. I just want to say that this show is fashioned after Oprah. She always does her favorite thing, so today we're doing ours. There is a major difference, though, folks. I'm just giving you a heads up. We're not giving everyone a car.
Oh, my goodness. Why not? I'm going to share this poem called Acknowledge Yourself. When people don't treat you the way they should, and you're not feeling really good, turn on the music and stop the pain. Discover the beauty of life again, and acknowledge yourself. When the world doesn't know just who you are because it doesn't realize that you're a star, it's time to give up your worries and fears. Just laugh at life and dry your tears and acknowledge yourself. Talk to yourself. And let yourself know you are your best friend. Talk to yourself and feel yourself glow. Good feelings have no end. When a loved one isn't acting kind and this indifference troubles your mind, pamper yourself and have some fun. Look behind the clouds and see the sun and acknowledge yourself. When you think that life has been unfair and you want someone who really cares, it's time to stop your hurried pace. Go to the mirror and smile at your face and acknowledge yourself.
Wow, wow, wow. That's all I can say, Beverly. Another poem, another wow, another acing it. One way that I like to acknowledge myself is showing appreciation to myself by going to places that make me feel good and that make me happy. And my three favorite places that I just love to go to are Hawaii, Israel, and Jamaica. I love being in Hawaii. It is such a feeling of bliss, of serenity, great place to meditate, great place to really ground yourself. Israel, my cause, I'm an advocate on behalf of Israel. Just being at the Wailing Wall, it's just like such holy ground there. It's a wall where you put notes in the wall, and I'll never forget, I took three notes. I could put one on the left side, one on the right side, and one in the middle. So I love being in Israel. Like, I kiss the ground when I get there. And Jamaica, my favorite place there is Sandals, that resort where everything is all-inclusive, everything. So you don't have to walk around with money. But the best part of the resort, you know, it has a lot of the amenities that other resorts do as well, but the people in Jamaica really seem to love Americans. They're very friendly. They're very warm. I don't go to places like Paris anymore where they'll say, yeah, we'll pretend not to speak English, and it's no secret that they really don't like Americans. So those are the three places that make me feel really good and really special and very happy. What about you, Beverly? You have favorite places?
Well, I haven't done the traveling you have, my friend. I could say definitely I agree with you on Hawaii. When I say I agree with you, I mean it is a special place, and I do feel absolutely at peace and a state of joy, because everywhere you look, there is beauty. Beauty abounds. Love it. Also love Sedona, which is in Arizona, and it's near to my daughter and my granddaughter. They live in Phoenix, so I can visit them and then go to Sedona, which is it's a sacred place. You have so much of the metaphysical and mystical people and things happening there, and the beauty is exquisite, and you feel it. You feel this energy. And my third favorite place is right here at home on my deck that overlooks 170-some-odd acres of pristine woodlands. And when I can just sit out here and just relax, meditate, or just snooze, not that I really sleep, but just relax in the sun and overlook this beauty, I'm in heaven.
Wow. Sounds terrific. Sounds like very, very special. You know, it's so important where you live, your environment, and all of that. I'm so happy. You know, when you talk about your deck, I'm so happy to be overlooking a lake, on a lake, with a swimming pool a half a block down, waking up to birds chirping every morning rather than hearing traffic going crazy and horns tooting every morning. So it really, really, really does make a difference. And I can't stress enough how important your environment is, the people that you put around you, how important that is, that they're positive, that they're upbeat. And speaking of positive, upbeat people, I just have to say a special hello to our mutual friend, Janice Mello. Good morning, Janice. You're up early this morning.
Yes, I got up early just to listen into your fabulous show because I knew Beverly was going to be your special guest. And who better to listen to than Joyce Berry and Beverly Madla? So here I am.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate that, because this is, you know, just a fun show. We're just sharing our favorite things.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but my middle name is Fun. That's my middle name, Janice Fun Miller. So,
really?
Yeah, I made it up, obviously, but that's my middle name because I just love to have fun. So last night I went out and had a ladies' night out, and Saturday we're going to go wine tasting. We got a limousine to take 24 people into Temecula. I just got back from wining in the Santa Maria. So I would say fun is definitely in my category, and of course I go to Vegas every other month, if not more often than that. So those are.
I want to say that I absolutely knew your middle name was Fun. That is why you're one of my favorite friends, my favorite people, because you're always upbeat, you're always positive, you're always fun. I adore you, I love you, and I love Beverly even more because she's the one who introduced me to you.
And I ditto that.
And well, I'm so glad that I did. It's just been a wonderful relationship. Wonderful.
Yes, yes. And it was, you know, because I've been able to meet you in person a few different times, and your lovely daughter Denise and Lauren.
Right.
I really feel connected. And, of course, I read your wonderful book, Vibrational Harmony, and reread it and use it, and I am in great harmony, so that's wonderful, too.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, Aphrodito here too. But I just, for the next category, I'll include you, Denise, because I don't know anyone that's in the kitchen cooking as much as you. So I'm going to start with my favorite foods, and then we'll go over to Beverly and then you. But as I said, you, I know you're a gourmet cook. I wish I lived nearer. I would crash when I hear some of the things that you're cooking. My favorite foods are lobster and shrimp. Beverly?
Oh, good kosher foods. Yep. Okay. mine goes spreads from one end to the other. Nut flavored ice cream, but of course the more healthy brand without a lot of junk in it. And the other is a huge salad with all kinds of greens and tomatoes, and I throw some nuts in and oil and vinegar. Organic for dressing. Sometimes I'll chop some eggs and some goat cheese. I know that doesn't sound like your favorite foods, but I love a big salad, especially if the vegetables are nice and crunchy.
Mm-hmm. And Janice, since you're the most gourmet cook I know, that's always in the kitchen cooking, what's your favorite food?
Well, with that, what just Beverly just said, that the wild organic field green salad, I make my own balsamic and olive oil vinegar dressing. And my sons, when I go out of town, they go, "Mom, could you at least make the dressing before you go?" So you know, that's how much they enjoy it. But I actually, I grill. I'm a very good griller. Necessity is the cause of mother's invention, right? So I learned to make a perfect filet mignon, ribeye, you name it. I can grill it and cook it. And once in a while, the fires do flare up a little bit, but it just gives that wonderful charred effect. I do love lobster, too, even though it isn't kosher. I know that. But I make a very fabulous dish called Scallops Diablo, and that's a nice spicy tomato wine garlic sauce. And that would probably, because I haven't really thought about it, but lobster, shrimps, and scallops, not supposed to eat them. I love them. I can't help it.
You know what fascinates me about you, Janice, is you are indeed a gourmet cook, yet you manage to be about a size 2. So I don't see how the two go together.
Well, I've always stayed trim because my chiropractor, a long time ago, when I was 19, I was a size 0 to 2. And he said, as long as you don't gain weight, it'll definitely help your back. And I've always had challenges. So I focus on mentally, I know my body is going to always stay a size 2 because I tell it to. I give it the mental thoughts, and I take the great healthy products that contribute to it. And actually recently I had a little change where maybe a little extra stress, but I have the stress remedy product too. I pay attention. If my clothes get snug, then something's got to go or something's got to give. So I tend to...
Yes, I understand.
Yes. So I say I don't really like to get on the scale as much as I like to pay attention to my clothes size and how it fits and how I look.
Well, I just want to say that on my bucket list, I'm going to ask one home cooked meal by Janice Miller.
You got it, honey. You got it. I was going to say, if
go
you
ahead.
Beverly come to visit together, I'll make you a wonderful, you name it, I'll make it. Okay.
And with me, I don't have to name it because anything you make is going to be a knockout. I know that. Thank you for waking up with us and joining us this morning. We love you, Janice.
We love you, too.
We love you, and you made my mouth water for something other than my usual salad.
Okay, moving along to our favorite things. The list goes on. My favorite kind of music is piano music. I love when people play the piano for me. I love when I go to a little club and there's a pianist and they say, "Tell us your request." I just love piano music. What's your favorite kind of music, Beverly?
I was going to say Broadway. Just listening to the Broadway, well, I love going to theater and seeing Broadway musicals. But the older ones, when I say the older ones, music from Rodgers and Hart, Gershwin, Jerome Kern, Oscar Hammerstein, all of these, love them. Just listening to that, and I like it sometimes with just the music, but often with the words and the scores of the shows. They make me very happy, and they put me in a positive mood, and I often sing along with them.
I agree with you on that. Absolutely, Broadway shows. My favorites, West Side Story, Grease, Oklahoma, Annie, and The Music Man, and they are the older ones, and I've never seen anything that beats those. I could see them again and again and again. So those are my favorites in the theater, and a lot of them were much older. Do you have a favorite?
Do I? Oh, of all the shows that I've seen? Huh. A lot. Camelot, My Fair Lady, both Oklahoma and Carousel, and also Kiss Me, Kate, Cole Porter's Kiss Me, Kate. Love that show. And then for a little more on the classical side, Porgy and Bess. I was going to say the song Summertime, Porgy and Bess. Yeah. And with
yeah,
that,
the ones you mentioned I love as well. Moving along to television shows, drama, I have two, Burn Notice and Blue Bloods. And those are my absolute favorites. Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck, Burn Notice. I don't recall the star's name, but I came across that show by chance, and I just love it. When the whole point of the show is that the star takes the underdog, someone who really needs help, and he's not Superman, he's not flying through the air or anything, but he's so clever, he's ingenious in how he infiltrates with the wrong people, the mobs, to save people, to be their hero, and oftentimes he has to be one of them to find out what they're up to next so he can alert the authorities to catch them in the act of something and save the people. So those are my two favorite dramas. Do you have a favorite drama?
Well, I've got to say Blue Bloods is right up there with it for me. Also The Mentalist and Good Wife. And then they just took off one that I loved, which was Touch, which was sort of a metaphysical bent on that show. But it had its two seasons, and it just ended.
Oh, I didn't know that on Touch. It's one of my favorites. And because I'm behind, I have it all on my DVR player, so I didn't even know that what I have is the end of it. I did not know that. And I agree with you on Good Wife. My favorite comedy all time, the classic, the ever-laughable, lovable I Love Lucy and Still Do.
My favorite is Frasier. I have every single Frasier. I just keep taping them over and over and over and over again, and I just play that. In fact, I play a Frasier no matter what else I've watched with my daughter. I come downstairs to my little apartment, and I put on a Frasier show, and I go to sleep after I laugh at Frasier. Love it. I also enjoy Seinfeld. I discovered Seinfeld when I had cancer, actually. I had to find something funny. And I didn't have to, but I knew that humor really helps the immune system. So if anybody out there is thinking, huh, these are a waste of time, no, laughter is wonderful and wonderfully healing. And so Seinfeld, I also enjoy that. And Elaine from that's Julia Louise Dreyfus, she's hysterical. So we watched some of her, the new Christine, old Christine. It's a very funny show. It's off now. She's doing The Veep, which I understand she's wonderful in that also. But I don't have HBO, so I don't see it.
My favorite comedian, since we're talking about laughter, my two favorites that really I find them hysterical, it's my kind of humor, Don Rickles and Chris Rock. I love their raunchy humor. I love the way Don picks on people, but it's all in good fun. Those are my two favorites. I never miss when Don Rickles is on or Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. I like them, too. In fact, Don Rickles, you know, is from the old Catskills. And the
yes.
funniest comedians were in the Catskill comedians. And a lot of them never even told a dirty joke. They just made you laugh, continuous laughter. Another one that I know you'll agree, one of your favorites, too, is Bill Cosby.
No, not even by a long shot, not even close.
Oh, no?
He's not even on any list of mine, no. Okay. I have a lot more that I like more than him. I never was a Cosby fan, but I know it's a very popular show. My favorite classical movies, my favorite movies are indeed classics, which I watch again and again and again. Annie, Get Your Gun, and Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Two of them that I loved. My favorite movies are basically mostly the musicals. They don't do too many of them now. They did just did Les Mis, and I know that was definitely not one of your favorites, but I
loved it. Hated it.
Yeah, I loved
it. Bored by it. Hated it. Okay.
I didn't see the movie. You're talking about the theater, the show, right?
I had enough trouble sitting in the theater for the show.
Okay. I believe the movie was much more engaging, engrossing, and love Hugh Jackman. So that made the movie really great. Another movie that I love is When Harry Met Sally. That's a classic, very funny. And Billy Crystal is also one of my favorite humorous people. And I could watch, believe it or not.
I like him a lot. Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Woody Allen. I loved his Bullets Over Broadway. I thought that was a hysterical movie. And a few other Woody Allen shows, but I think my all-time favorite movie is probably The Sound of Music.
Yeah, that was wonderful as well. Before we go further, let me just make sure you know how to find Beverly and get more information on her. That would be Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com, BeverlyNadler.com, and my website, JoyceBarry.com, BARRIE, JoyceBarry.com. My goodness, with little time left and so many more categories, I'm just going to keep moving forward. My favorite song of all time is Over the Rainbow, and I also love The Impossible Dream.
Well, you just chose two of mine. I actually don't have a favorite song when I really think about it. It would be a lot of the classical, when I say classical, Irving Berlin and George Gershwin and Rodgers and Hammerstein songs, the Broadway songs. But as one favorite song, no, can't think of it right now. I can think of my favorite singer, aside from my daughter Denise, is Barbara Streisand.
Well, I was going to say that next. My favorite singer is Barbara Streisand, Frank Sinatra, but I would not say, aside from Denise, I would say she is my favorite in that category. She goes under the name of Ariana. I find her music so extraordinary. I love her voice. She has the voice of an angel. She writes her own songs and sings them as well. Let me just give you a little snippet from one of her songs because I don't want you to think that here Beverly is prejudiced because it's, after all, her daughter, and that I'm prejudiced because it's Beverly's daughter. So I'm going to give you just a little bit of one of her songs.
I move to you.
folks, I didn't want you to think that we were unduly prejudiced. That is the voice of an angel. That is an extraordinary voice, beautiful lyrics, motivational, inspirational. So
yeah,
I wanted to share
songs, her music, her words, and her voice. Yes, I have an extraordinary daughter.
Yes, you have extraordinary family. You're extraordinary. The apples fall not far from the tree. My favorite performance contest show is America's Got Talent is number one, and Dancing with the Stars is number two.
I love American Idol, number one. So You Think You Can Dance, number two. The Voice, number three. And Dancing with the Stars, number four.
And my favorite radio show has to be Joyce, Barry, and Friends. You can log in every day, joycebarryandfriends.com, and hear us live at 11 a.m. Eastern. Every show goes into our archives. That is my favorite radio show, Joyce, Barry, and Friends, and I dare you to say I'm prejudiced. Beverly, be careful. Think about it. What's your favorite radio?
Well, of course it's Joyce, Barry, and Friends. It couldn't be anything else. No, actually, this is a great show. Even if I wasn't on it, I would admire it so much. And you work tirelessly. I don't know if people realize what it is to do a show 5 days a week, different guests, different things to say, watching the board, all of the things that go into it. And it's a labor of love for you, and that comes through. It's one of the reasons that the show is so good, is because it is a labor of love for you.
And that brings me right to my all-time number one favorite thing. The number one favorite thing for me is having the show and being on it every day. So, and that is the only one, that Joyce, Barry, and Friends show, that won in two categories. It won in my favorite radio show, and it won in my number one favorite thing to do. Now, of course, yours is going to be different because my life is about this show. Beverly, what's your favorite thing to do?
Mine is writing, but actually my favorite is speaking. I want to be in front of audiences again, taking the things that are in my books and just presenting them. So that there is what I consider myself to be very, very clear on the things that I teach, and there is so much need for understanding how life actually works, the universal laws and so on, and how the mind works and how to be able to change the concepts and all. This is what I teach, and I want to do it in front of a live audience again.
And you've got a worldwide audience here with this show. My favorite causes are Israel and civil rights. I'm an activist with both. You can hear our shows on Israel in our archives, joycebarryandfriends.com, December 19, 2012, February 8, 2013. And civil rights, my show on February 13 with Jesse Epps on Black History Month, January 21, 2013, Martin Luther King Day. So those are two shows. You can find out a great deal about Israel. You can find out a great deal about civil rights, and probably a lot of which you may not already be familiar with or may not know. So Israel and civil rights are my favorite causes.
I never even thought of that, my favorite causes, but it actually is educating people on health. There is so much that's going on now, and there's so much misinformation, and so much confusing information, and so many problems with the food that people really need to know, how can I keep myself healthy? Because if we're going to have a strong world, a strong United States, a strong America, we've got to maintain good health. And it's very difficult to do without knowing what's really worth eating and the supplements to take and how to take care of yourself. So I guess that's probably my favorite cause.
And the category I'm going to close with is perhaps one of the world's best-kept secrets, the talent that you don't know about that you should know about. And there are two. One is Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Beverly Nadler's daughter, the talent you don't know about, you really need to know about. I would love for her to get discovered. Her website is healingintegration.com. Healing, integration.com, for those of you that are spelling challenged. And Kurt Fitzpatrick, which is K-U-R-T, Fitzpatrick, FITZPATRICK.com, Kurt Fitzpatrick. Those two talents are so extraordinary. I have Ariana's music. I play them often on our show, sometimes in closing. And Kurt Fitzpatrick, any of you that listen to the show, the opening number, he's singing it. The closing number, he's singing it. Commercials and fun segments that I have, he's doing it. So these are great secrets that we want to let the word out, the secret out, Ariana and Kurt Fitzpatrick. And in closing, I just want to give you a taste of how extraordinary the talent of Kurt Fitzpatrick is. I've already played a partial music from Ariana. Listen up to this.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, that was just a sample of the extraordinary talent of Kurt Fitzpatrick. As I said, I played some music from Ariana to give you an idea of that extraordinary talent, so you don't think it's coming from a prejudicial place. I am prejudicial, however, towards Beverly Nadler, one of our best guests, our favorite guest, the only one that has a weekly segment each and every week. And to find out more about coaching and what she offers and what I offer, go to our archives, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com. Click on January 4, 2013. And Beverly, what can you tell us in about 30 seconds to wrap up the show?
I just hope that everyone out there enjoyed, not only enjoyed the show, but began to think of their favorite things. Because when you are indulging in them or even thinking about them, it actually raises your vibrations. You feel gratitude for the things that you love. And even though the way the world is, some of it positive, some of it negative, no matter what's going on, if you can get involved in your favorite things, for that time, you are joyful and happy. And that is a gift that you give yourself, and you literally give it to the universe.
Very good way to close out the show, because that advice is spot on. So, folks, go find your favorite things, expand on them, get some new ones, enjoy them, enjoy life, enjoy the show. So, in closing, have fun.
listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.